This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
But Kenny, we've both got very busy weekends going on. So sometimes you get excited about those weekends and things you have, but then you realize you might have to miss other things. Well, I've got Bowling Green Akron. That is Saturday. And it's a 3:30 start time, which means I'm going to be a little conflicted and a little distracted at the beginning of my broadcast. Because
now, why is that?
Because the Guardians are going to be playing, it's going to be the end of their game. This happened a few years ago. This happened when I was down in Athens for an OU game.
Looks like you're going to have to quit that play-by-play job.
And at the same time, or the Guardians are going to have to quit playing baseball. Or at that exact same time. The Guardians were in that marathon game against the Rays where nobody could score, and I was totally distracted, and it definitely impacted the broadcast negatively because I was paying attention to the Indians at the time.
So this has turned into a not only a must-win, but a must-win quickly.
Quick.
So
if they could just get this game going it going fast.
You weren't paying attention whatsoever?
No pageantry. I don't want any first pitches. Sorry, Travis. Get your game in and get your game out.
Let's go. You need Bybee to go 103 pitches in eight innings. Yeah. Let's bring Class A out.
And let's really enforce
Jose gets a homer in the fourth.
Yes. Yeah. Let's really enforce the pitch clock here. Let's make sure we're on the up and up with the pitch clock.
Would anybody okay.
No pickoff
moves. Don't take
moves.
This. I can't make this joke. I want to.
Sure.
No. Because you couldn't comment on it anyway.
Well, let me make the joke and see if he can comment.
Owen. Let me make the joke to Owen.
Perfect.
Hey, who you play? It's Bowling Green, right?
Bowling Green and the number one tight end in the country.
You can sit the rest of this out. Hey, Owen, do you think that if he just did drop-ins of the Guardians, anybody would notice during the broadcast?
I think...
Turn his mic off. Make sure he don't get in trouble for none.
I think that over 20 families in Northeast Ohio would know what's going on in the Guardians game, and that's about it.
Do you think if he just watched the Guardians game and
there are players playing in this game tomorrow who grew up in Northeast Ohio and Northwest Ohio whose dads are giant Guardians fans?
That's right.
Who will be paying more attention to the Guardians game than they will be to the
their kids?
But
one of the major criticisms, though, is that we don't recruit Ohio well enough down at Akron. Whether that's true or not, that's one of the criticisms.
That sounds like a Ken Carmen, Joe Moorhead problem.
It's not my problem with Joe Moorhead. It's been said for years.
BG's best player is from Canton McKinley.
They got you weren't supposed to contribute during this. Yeah. Do you think that he could say any of those things? Do you think that would be fine? Do you think if he just let Randy Buffington take over for play-by-play for a spell?
Of course, you've got to do that. You've got to let Randy Buffington get in there once and just let us know what's going on.
Randy Buffington.
Third and eight.
Yeah, I got to give the other lead role first.
Oh, sorry.
3, 2, 1. Randy Buffington. Sarah J.
always Sarah J.
Third and eight.
Sorry, I couldn't contain my laugh.
Couldn't contain something else.
It's always going to be the queen first. And then we go down the line when people call in about Randy Buffington.
Soft cover.
Randy Buffington. Penny Barber. Hard shell cover.
2 minute timeout.
Tampa 2.
Randy, but no, I'm done. If they just did that for 40 minutes, do you think anybody would notice?
No.
If they just played me giving Randy Buffington.
Absolutely not.
Actress.
I think you will be fine, Anthony, to have your. Now, your biggest problem is how are you going to watch it?
Yeah,
are there TVs?
No, so I will have my tablet for stats.
Oh, the vaunted tablet.
And replays. Stats and replays. But I could also just go ahead and watch the baseball game on the tablet.
Now, would it help if we sent over to this game is on TBS, I believe, and Max, I believe it's streaming as well. Could we send over to the guys doing the baseball game? Could they just pop the Akron Bowling Green
just
stats
put it,
up?
Yeah, a little bug or whatever.
Yeah, well, I think you could.
And then you'll know the stats.
So even though the game's going on in front of me, I am instead watching the baseball game and then keeping people updated with a little bug.
I think that's the right thing to do. Yes, indeed.
It's annoying, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Probably your job.
Now, what's your Saturday situation? You going to be okay?
We got youth football.
So how are you guys going to deal with that?
We'll figure it out. I don't know how I'm going to figure it out. We'll figure
it out.
So this is where we actually want night games in the future on the weekends. We wanted the day games during the week.
Give me 7 p.m. on weekends and 1 p.m. on weekdays.
I would say more, but I'm going to get in trouble with the townspeople, so I don't want to get in trouble
with
the
townspeople.
Could they
have moved the game? Was there any pressure to move?
No, 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 no. There's no pressure to move the game. I just... No, I can't say it. If things were supposed to be the way they were, I would have no problem being able to watch the game.
Uh-oh.
Zero problem whatsoever.
There's something going on behind...
No, there's nothing going on.
Behind the scenes?
Actually, everything's perfectly fine. It's who came before us. That leaves a bit of an issue for me. That's all.
Meanwhile, no Bob Costas this time around, huh?
No
Brian
Bob
Anderson.
Costas and no Bob Uecker. And Lima, hopefully they win the World Series because... I hope you never have to sound like this. This is Bob Uecker last night after the Brewers lost to the New York Mets and ended their postseason run.
Well, New York down. They did it. And the crew will have it end here tonight.
Really a crushing end to what was a fabulous season for the Milwaukee Brewers.
I'm telling you, that one had some sting on it.
I actually felt bad hearing that.
God.
Especially because Bob Uecker was starting to get some of that kind of end of the road fanfare and press, like, this is it. This is going to be the run. And then people start to think, well, if it's Bob Uecker's last run, they got to go to the World Series. And we try to come up with these fun stories, these amazing.
And how great would it have been if it was Guardians? I know it's not the Indians, but the Major League tie-in and all that. And...
Right, when it doesn't end the right way. You know,
if we win the World Series, can we bring Bob down? If we win, I'm serious. I'm not kidding you. If come on, Major League.
Boy,
he's Harry
Doyle. I
didn't
even think of that.
Bring him in. Curtis just walked through here. He might still be listening.
Dynamite drop-ins at least.
Someone text Curtis. I swear to God. Hopefully we win the World Series. If we win the World Series, and I know, like, oh, Yankees are favorite, or the Dodgers are. If we win the World Series, bring him down.
Could we adopt him? Could he adopt us?
That's fine. That's whatever you want to do.
Well,
I just want to bring him down because that was one of the saddest things I ever heard. I actually regret playing it now.
I know two guys in Cleveland who have a platform that could maybe make this so.
I will do that. I will. If they win the World Series, I will drive up there and drive him down.
The only way you're going to Milwaukee is to immediately Bob Uecker in the truck and drive back.
That's the only way anybody's getting
to
Milwaukee.
For three times the salary,
and
too.
I'll pay for the gas. So it's costing me money to bring him down. Holy cow, was
that
sad.
Yeah, that was tough to hear. That was really tough to hear because he's somebody that I think, does anybody have a bad thing to say about Bob Uecker?
One of the most respected.
Maybe Cubs fans when they used to be in the The same.
There's nothing. Marty Brenneman used to take shots at other fan bases. I don't remember if Bob Uecker ever took shots. And I love Marty Brenneman. But I don't remember Bob Uecker taking shots at other fan bases. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.